Velez, I want to tell you something. I am sitting right next to a police officer. She hasn't arrested me yet, but I'm delighted to have her here. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brett. Thank you. I am delighted to be here as well. And again, excuse me, thank you for having me.
Well, this is I have to tell you, this is the first time I'm a big fan of the police.
And I appreciate that.
You've heard that.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But this is the first time, Rodriguez, that I have ever had an officer come in here, and we set the ball rolling Monday, September 24th, 2018, Friday, October 19th, 2018, and I am so glad. You know, the mayor is on my program once a month, and the last time he was here, we were talking about this.
Yes.
Because there is no question in my mind that we don't have enough police officers. We just don't. And but he gave me the feeling that he was thinking about the same thing. So how does it work? How does it work? How many would you be hiring, do you think?
Yes, thank you, Brad. And yes, as you mentioned, the mayor is on board. We are in dire need of police officers in the Hartford Police Department. Due to attrition, we are currently down at least 100. We're looking for at least anywhere from 100 to 120 police officers just for the city of Hartford. So this is an excellent time for any of your listeners that are out there that wish to either have a career change or begin a new career, or were prior, have made perhaps military or prior law enforcement and want to get back in. We are have currently an open application. Our deadline is Friday, October 19th. Friday, October 19th. And can I just tell you what the basic requirements are, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. That's what I want you to do.
Yeah. So the basic requirements are you just have to be 21 years of age. You have to have a valid driver's license. Of course, you have to be a United States citizen. You have to have at least, in the city of Hartford, this is an awesome thing, Brad, either a high school diploma or GED. Although we do encourage, once you come on force, to go ahead and continue your education. We have a ton of officers that have bachelor's and master's degrees. You also have to pass a physical agility test, which, by the way, we help you with every Monday, Wednesday, and Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6:30 p.m. We are at Buckley High School at the track, and we are there assisting potential applicants with their run time, their meter dash, their sit-ups and push-ups and things of that sort. And then, of course, you have to pass a visual, an eye exam.
Rodriguez, what was the reason that you, what was the driving force that said, I want to be a police officer. And how many years has it been?
I've been in with Hartford for 11 years now, Brad. Yes, I wanted to
just became a lieutenant.
Yes, thank you so much. I was one of the lucky 43 about 2 weeks ago. Thank you. Like anyone else in this profession, I wanted to serve my community. I'm also in the military, so I serve my country, and I just wanted to continue that service with serving my local community. And it's an awesome, awesome career field for anyone that is interested in serving the community that they either live in or perhaps do business in.
Now, for folks listening right now, let's say somebody says, you know, I really would like to do this. How do they do it? Just explain the whole thing to them.
Okay, so there are two ways. You can go online to policeapp.com and / Hartford CT, and there you will find three separate, because we are currently hiring for residents, non-residents, and laterals. So if you are a police officer perhaps in another town here in Connecticut and you want to...
Oh, you can do that.
Absolutely. Yes, you can. So you go on policeapp.com, or you can go on joinhpd@hartford.gov to get more information or to actually submit the application. Again, the application deadline is approaching October 19th, Friday, October 19th. Or you can call 860-757-4233.
Wow. What's that number again?
860-757-4233. But I would encourage everyone, if you are interested in applying, to please go on policeapp.com.
Okay. Now, this is interesting that someone who has been a police officer or someone who is in another town wants to change. They can do that then.
Yes, absolutely they can. That's what we called a lateral. And it happens all the time, Brad. You could be I'm just going to pick a New Haven police officer for whatever reason. Hartford seems attractive to you. You just go on the same channels, policeapp.com, and submit the application for a lateral transfer.
Uh-huh. Now, what is the training? What is the training? What do you have to do?
Okay, well, in addition to training, physical training, you have to obviously be submitted to a polygraph, a background check, and drug testing.
Uh-huh.
But once you do, if you're not a lateral and you're not a certified already a police officer, you go in once you pass your written exam and the background checks and the polygraph and, of course, your drug testing, then you go into the police academy. We have our own in Hartford. It's a Monday through Friday, roughly about 8 to 4:30, and you're home on weekends, unlike the state police academy, that you're there. You don't go home. You're there Monday through Friday, and then you're released at about 4:30 on Friday, and you're home on the weekends. You're there for 6 months. And while you're in the academy, you're learning your state statutes. You're learning how to discharge a weapon, how to take it apart, how to put it together. You're learning defensive tactics and things of that sort within the 6 months. Of course, you're also every day on a daily basis, you're doing physical activity. So we're making sure that we're keeping you healthy and you're able to, once you put on the uniform, you're able to defend yourself and, of course, the citizens that you serve.
You know, one of the things that when you walked in here and you were in the service as well.
Yes, I am.
And then you wanted to go into the police.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that I'm concerned about, I have never seen such terrible behavior by some people when it comes to police these days. And I think your profession today is tougher, more dangerous than it's ever been. And some of the respect is gone. However, on the other hand, there are people like myself, and there are many of us out there that really, really defend the police. And I think the police know that, too. They know that.
Yes. Yes, we do, Brad. And you are right. There is a little bit of lack of respect to the law enforcement altogether. I think it's a little bit of a culture change that needs to occur. And it starts with media and the social outlets. Not only this profession is like any other. We have goods. We have good individuals and we have bad individuals. And I don't think that the blue uniform as a whole should suffer for the mistake of one or two. But to promote law enforcement altogether from the negative and bring it back to the positive, I think we just need to promote all the positive things.
You know something what fascinated me when I'm going over, this was last week.
Yes, sir.
Going over some of the things that I'm going to be talking about, and I get this.
Yes, the
flyer. I said, how did that happen? And then I thought of the mayor and the chats that we've had about this and how he has always, you know, he knows he needs more police. And again, all of a sudden, you come and this is the, as I said, in my whole career, the first time that I've ever on the radio had a police officer, and we are, you know, putting it out that you can become a Hartford officer.
Yes, sir. We can make this a weekly or a monthly basis if you like. I would be more than happy to come here and chat with you. But I think, yes, we just need to, and we are, as a Hartford Police Department, we do many positive things, obviously, for our community. We have our PALS program, the Police Athletic.
Big time.
Absolutely. Yep. A huge investment. We have to invest in our youth. Then we have the Explorers program. We also have a cadet program, which many departments don't have that. And we also have our community service officers. Those are service officers that are dedicated to go to all the community meetings and the events and the functions. Now, of course, under our new administration and with the mayor, Luke Bronin, it is not just the job of the assigned community service officer, but the duty and the responsibility of all of us that wear this uniform to make sure that we go out and interact and build a relationship within our community and our geographic area.
You know, I think I'm gonna mention it. I think once a month to come in here,
I'd be happy to.
It would help the department.
I'd be happy to.
I would think so. So I'm gonna check that out. See if it's possible for us to to do it.
Of course, I'd have to ask my boss. But I'm sure there would be no issue with that. I would be more than happy,
well,
Mr. Brad Davis.
Said, this is the first time. The first time.
Well, that, I think we've started something new here.
It's ever happened. But now, how long, if somebody becomes a Hartford police officer, how long before he gets the badge?
Now, I'm assuming you mean like a become sergeant?
Yes.
Or rank up? This is an awesome time for anyone that is interested to get into law enforcement altogether, but especially the Hartford Police Department, because we are what we call a young department. And we're a young department, meaning that a lot of our officers, they're retiring due to attrition, and the reason why we need to hire so many officers. But within anywhere from 3 years of experience as a patrolman, as a police officer, you would have the opportunity to sit down and test to become a sergeant. That seems to be the average time.
Uh-huh.
Currently, where in the past it used to be 5 years. But most of our command staff, our 20-year guys, are leaving, are retiring. We have a massive exodus. And the reason why we need to fill all these positions, anywhere from 100 to 150 police officer slots that are available. So this is a great time, an exciting time in the Hartford Police Department to apply.
Okay.
Because your opportunity to rank will be much greater than in any other department.
Now, again, the address?
Yes, to apply online, again, the deadline is Friday, October 19th. Please go to policeapp.com. Or if you need more information or guidance, join hpd@hartford.gov. And the phone number is 860-757-4233. Again, 860-757-4233. And I encourage all your listeners, either for themselves or a family member or maybe an individual that they are aware of, to encourage them to apply. We would love to have our own residents apply to become police officers, but we encourage everyone, male and female, to please apply. And we love our military. We give extra military points if you're in the service, and if you are a Hartford resident, we also give you extra points for living in the city and serving your community.
Boy, that's wonderful. Again, my friends, the phone number, 860-757-4233. Okay? 860-757-4233. You know, I'm so glad you came in today, and I am going to see if we cannot do this get-together once a month, and I'll get back to you.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Okay. Thank you, Brad, and thank you to all your listeners out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is something that is very, very important. There's no question about this, and I hope that we can continue to help you. Coming up.